Estevan, the Estevan U15A Brewers routed the Weyburn Beavers 18-3 on Tuesday night in Weyburn. The Brewers scored 6 times in the second inning and had a 10-0 lead by the top of the third, with Brodean Henry and Spencer Skuse each recording 2-run doubles. Estevan also scored 7 times in the top of the sixth inning, highlighted by a Court Barber Grand Slam home run. Barber also started on the mound for the Brewers, allowing just 2 walks and 0 runs while striking out 5 in 3 innings pitched. The Brewers finished with 14 hits in the game. Next up for the Brewers is a home game against the Regina U15A White Sox on May 25 at 1 p.m. at Mel Murray Cactus Park, followed by home games the next day at noon and 3 p.m. against the Lumsden Cubs. The Southeast U18 AAA Twins went 2-2 at the Saskatchewan Premier Baseball League's 18U AAA Selects tournament during the Victoria Day long weekend. Their first game was a 10-6 win over the Moose Jaw Canucks, a game the Twins led 8-0 after 2 innings. Caden Dorrance went 3-for-4 with an RBI and 3 runs scored for the Twins, and Eli Hansen had 3 hits and 4 runs batted in. Keaton Husband allowed just 1 run in 5 innings, and he struck out 6. In their second game, the Twins gave up 9 runs in the first inning and 5 in the third in a 17-4 loss to the White Butte Broncos. The Southeast team recovered with an 8-2 win over the Calgary Bucks Orange team. They scored 4 times in the fifth inning to pull away. Connor Kerr had 2 hits, 2 runs and an RBI, while Sam Mallory scored 3 times. Cade Phillips allowed 1 unearned run and 2 hits in 6 innings of work. Their final game was a 5-2 loss to the East Central Red Sox on Monday. Both of the Twins' runs were in the top of the fifth, but the Sox responded with 3 in the fifth and 1 in the sixth. 6 different players had hits for the Twins. Kerr allowed 5 runs, but only 1 was earned, in 5 innings. The Twins will visit the Swift Current 57s on May 25, and host the Broncos on June 26 at 3 p.m. at Lynn Prime Park. The Estevan 18A Brewers dropped both games at the North Battleford Beavers on Sunday, 7-1 and 9-8. The Brewers' lone run in the first game came in the first inning. Reese Copeland had 2 hits for the Brewers, and Axton Martin allowed 1 run in 3 innings of relief pitching. Estevan led 6-0 in the top of the fifth inning of the second game, and 7-2 entering the bottom of the seventh, but the Beavers scored 5 times to force an extra inning, and outscored Estevan 2-1 in the eighth. Jackson Kachinka had 3 hits, 2 RBIs and a run for Estevan, and Blake Andrist and Jaden Kachinka each scored 2 times. Jaden Kachinka allowed 2 runs and struck out 6 in 5 innings of work. The Brewers will visit the Prince Albert Royals on May 25 and the Regina White Sox the following day. The Estevan U13 AAA Brewers played their first 2 home games of the season during the Victoria Day long weekend, defeating the Weyburn Beavers 13-12 and 12-2 at Mel Murray Cactus Park. Their next game is at home on May 22 against the Regina Wolfpack at 6 p.m. The Estevan U11 AAA Brewers also spent the long weekend at a tournament, where they posted a 2-1-1 mark. Estevan opened with a 5-5 tie versus the Swift Current 57s. Then they won 2 times, 13-3 against the Regina Athletics and 18-8 over the White Butte Broncos. Their tournament came to an end on May 19 versus Swift Current. Estevan will host Swift Current on May 25 and the Yorkton Cardinals the following day, with games both days starting at noon and 3 p.m. All games will be played at Mel Murray Cactus Park.